Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our council meeting for April 2025. Before we begin, I remind elected members, employees and the public that this meeting is being recorded in accordance with Regulation 14I of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. The recordings will be made publicly available and serve as a public record of proceedings. While Section 9.57A of the Local Government Act 1995 provides the local government with limited protection from defamation liability for content published on its official website as part of a broadcast or meeting of council proceedings, this does not extend to elected members or employees, and I encourage all participants to ensure their contributions are respectful, professional, and consistent with the standards expected of council meetings. Please remember that all comments will form part of the public record. In attendance today, we have Councillors Jay Russell, Shire President, Councillor Fran Allen, Councillor, Councillor Lindsay Cork, Councillor, and Councillor Peter Thompson, Councillor. Councillor Wes Asprey is also in attendance. Employees, Councillor Peter Clark, Acting Chief Executive Officer, Councillor Erica Clement, Deputy Chief Executive Officer, Grant Cross, Manager Works and Services. Apologies are from Councillor Jay Mearns and Councillor Ty Miller, who have both absent with a leave of absence. Public question time. There are no members of public present, and responses to previous public questions taken on notice are provided here. Dot point four, apologies and leave of absence. Apologies have previously been noted. Previously approved leave of absence were Councillor Ty Miller and Councillor John Mearns, who requested leave of absence for the ordinary council meeting for personal reasons. 4.3, are there any requests for leave of absence for our May meeting? So everyone will be in attendance. Dot point five, petitions, memorials and deputations. There are none. Are there any declarations of councillors and officers' interest in any items in the agenda today? No. Seven, confirmation of minutes of the previous meetings. Minutes of the ordinary council meeting held Wednesday, the 19th of March 2025. Do I have a mover and a seconder, please, for the recommendation that council confirms the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday the 19th of March 2025 as included in attachment 7.1.1 as a true and accurate record. Councillor Cork has moved that. Councillor Allen has moved that. Are there any questions? All in favour? Carried 5-0. Status report. Are there any questions on page 9? Ten. 11. 12. 13. And 14. With no questions being asked, we move on to 9, motions of which notice has been given. Receipt of committee minutes or reports and consideration of recommendations. 10.1, minutes of the bushfire advisory meeting held on Tuesday, the 18th of March. So do I have a mover and a seconder that council confirms the minutes of the bushfire advisory meeting held on Tuesday, the 18th of March 2025, as included in attachment 10.1.1, as a true and accurate record, and the recommendations contained therein be adopted by council? I need a mover and a seconder, please.
No.
Councillor Thompson? Councillor Corb? Councillor Thompson, do you have any discussion? Councillor Corb? Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? Carried 5-0. A report by the President as tabled. There's just a list of the meetings that I attended during March and April. Then I just would like to congratulate and thank the Works Manager and outside crew staff members on the successful completion of the Wheatbelt South Road project for our Shire. Sincere thanks to outgoing Chief Bushfire Control Officer Trevor Leeson for his 3 years in the lead role. Congratulations to incoming Chief Bushfire Control Officer Luke Lansdell and Deputy Chief Bushfire Control Officer Toby Russell, who have been elected to their positions for the upcoming 25-26 bushfire season. An overall thank you to all of the Shire of Wickapen's local volunteer fire control officers and brigades and volunteer ambulance officers for their dedication and work carried out over the past season. They are on hand at the drop of a hat to ensure that any unforeseen events are dealt with and safe outcomes eventuate. As we are now in open burning season, a reminder for everyone to remain diligent in burning off, as fires can and will get away. Thank you to all concerned. And a reminder of the Wickapen Shire Anzac Day service is to be held at 9:30, Friday the 25th, at the Wickapen War Memorial. Moving on, a report by the Chief Executive Officer. We have a list there of the meetings attended to by our Acting Chief Executive Officer during March and April. Delegations exercised are as listed in the table attached. 13, notice of motions for the following meeting. 0. 14, reports and information, monthly schedule of accounts paid for March 2025 as listed, with an officer recommendation that council pursuant to Regulation 13 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, acknowledges payments from the Municipal Fund of $582,491.17 for March 2025, as included in Attachment 14.1.1. If I could have a mover, thank you, Councillor Allen. And do I have a seconder, Councillor Cork? Any discussion? Any questions? All in favour? Carried 5-0. 14.2, Statement of Financial Activity for March 2025. The officer recommendation that Council, pursuant to Regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, accepts the Statement of Financial Activity and Associated Documentation for the period ending March 2025, as included in Attachment 14.2.1. I could have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Asprey. Do I have a second? Councillor Thompson. Any questions? Councillor Thompson. Anyone against? All in favour? Carried 5-0. 14.3, Shire of Wickapen Standing Orders Meetings Order of Business. An officer recommendation on page 23 that council alters its standing orders relating to the order of business at ordinary council meetings by deleting 5.1F status report, with the status report to be presented in the same format to the council forum session, which will allow discussion from councillors and staff on items that require additional clarification or explanation. I could have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Thompson, Councillor Cork. Would you like to speak, Councillor Thompson?
Oh, yeah, I just don't think we need to have it in there anymore.
Okay. Councillor Cork? Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? 5-0. 14.4, Shire of Wickapen Local Emergency Management Committee proposed terms of reference. Recommendation on page 25 that Council adopts the draft terms of reference for the soon to be formed Shire of Wickapen Local Emergency Management Committee. Council adopts the draft terms of reference for the soon-to-be-formed Shire of Wickapen Local Emergency Management Committee, but to include as members voting attendee from the FACI group, an attendee from CBH or Cooperative Bulk Handling, and have the organisations highlighted as yellow as members on an as-needs basis. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I've moved that. I can't read it. Do I have a seconder?
Yes.
Councillor Cork. I'd just like to say I think the members 1 to 10 as listed are great. I think the FACI group and CBH are also prominent local community participants, so I think it's fitting that we ask them if they would like to have a representative on our LEMC committee. The members from the departments are probably not needed as regular attendees, but if we do have a major incident, they would be able to be called upon if they're needed in the event of any emergency. So that's the reason I changed the recommendation. Councillor Cork, would you like to speak?
I agree with you. Sorry.
Yep.
Can I just add the Kaolin mine? They're
in there.
Oh, yeah, they're in there, sorry. In there, yeah.
Yes. Kaolin mine's in there already?
Yeah.
As 9, yep. Would anyone like to speak against? So all in favour? Carried 5-0. Thank you very much for that. Item 14.5, draft planning policy 10.3.7, wind farm and renewable energy facility, submitted for consent to publicly advertise. Recommendation on page 28 in two dot points. Dot point one, that council support the public release of draft local planning policy 10.3.7, wind farm and renewable energy facility outlined in attachment 14.5.1, and require the draft policy to be publicly advertised in accordance with the requirements set out in the planning and development local planning schemes regulations 2015, with an increased advertising period of 6 weeks. And dot point two, we'll reconsider the draft local planning policy 10.3.7, wind farm and renewable energy facility, following the close of the public submission period, and will determine whether or not to adopt the policy with or without modifications, or to not proceed with the policy. So do I have a mover and a seconder for that recommendation, please? Councillor Corr? Councillor Asprey? Mm-hmm. Seconded that. Would you like to speak, Councillor Corr?
No, not really. I think it's going out for public scrutiny. I think we'll look at that later on.
Yeah, good. Anyone like to speak against the recommendation? No, all right, all in favour? Carried, 5-0. 15, confidential reports and information. None, urgent business. None. With that, I will close the meeting at 4 minutes to four. 3:56. I think it was a regular occurrence. You put the CEO first and then